that's a, it's we talked to you for a minute just about a particular chant that I think would be nice to do for some time this morning. It's actually, Swamiji's even written a little booklet on this chant to Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. There's only one swara in it. I think some of you know this, but anyway. Just repeat after me and then I'll talk about it a little bit. Om Namo Bhagavate.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Now if I put the swara in, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So this is a goes with actually the Vishnu Sahasranama. It's they consider this particular mantra to, if you're chanting this mantra, it's as good as, and they always have this in mind, it's as good as chanting the whole Vishnu Sahasranama. And so it's actually a prayer that's invoking Bhagawan in the form of Vishnu. So invoking Ishwara in the form of Vishnu. And Vishnu means when Ishwara has manifest in the form of this creation. So when you're actually invoking Vishnu, or you're invoking Ishwara's blessing, Ishwara's grace, you're evoking Dharma. You're evoking the powers of Dharma. You know, because Bhagawan, the manifestation of the creation, is a manifestation of Dharma. That's why our mind, you know, for Antakarana Shuddhi, really the greatest Antakarana Shuddhi that we have available is coming into Dharma, so that all of our behavior, etc., is within Dharma. That means it's within, it's more Bhagavan Ishwara Srishti. For within Dharma, we're basically within Ishwara Srishti, and the Jiva Srishti has very little power, if anything. Jiva Srishti is always secondary to Ishwara Srishti when we're within Dharma. And so by chanting to Bhagawan, we're just invoking Bhagawan. We're invoking Bhagawan's presence, his blessings, you know, for all of us, for the farm, for Anna, for Mangalam, you know, for Vedanta, for the world, you know, that we be protected. That all beings be protected by Bhagawan's blessings. But as we're chanting it, it also is giving especially a blessing to us, a blessing to this knowledge, a blessing to the farm, a blessing to Vedanta, a blessing to all the mukshas, and a blessing to our free travel around the world without interference. You know, and that always Bhagawan's hand is there to, you know, to protect us. So it's a very, very beautiful chant. You always chant. That's why now when I do mantras, I always do it in 11 mantras, because for this particular chant, you're supposed to do it 11 times or multiples of 11. Yeah, but what we're going to do, we're just going to do it for a while. So we'll do many more than just 11. And as we do it, just like when we did the meditation, yes, then I'll probably do a little guided meditation after that. But as you do it, you can recognize that as that chant keeps continuing, that your own presence is very untouched by the chant. In other words, the chant that we're doing is taking place in the presence of your being, right? And the thing is, the chant itself is so auspicious, also that your mind just has a chance to rest in that chant, and then notice the fullness of your own presence, because your own presence becomes less and less impeded by all of the other types of thinking that we have and worries and all of that. Okay, so let's just take a moment, then we'll chant this together. If we feel in the chanting that we're out of harmony or something, if it gets too bad, I'll just stop it and we'll start over. But a good way to do that is just keep adjusting, let the chant become even softer until you feel that we're all harmonious in terms of the tone. Sometimes it takes, as a group, it takes a little while. Okay, so say, a lot of times when we do a chant, it's good at the beginning to say Om Tat Sat, and at the end to say Om Tat Sat, because that's the prayer that Krishna gave in, I think it's chapter 7, end of chapter 17, I think, in the Bhagavad Gita, saying always, if you say this before and after, then what happens in between is blessed, taken as being said perfectly with all Shraddha. So even if we're not saying it perfectly and there's a little mind wandering here and there, you know, Bhagavan says it's okay. They said Om Tat Sat before and after. Perfect. Okay, so let's say Om Tat Sat.
Om Tat Sat.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Let's say it together.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Say it all on the side.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Let the mantra continue inside. Without just chanting internally. Feel your vocal cords releasing, so the vocal cords are not being used. If you need to chant it more quickly to do that for a while. It's just happening mentally. The mantra is just taking place mentally. Feel the mantra expanding, taking up your whole mind as you chant it mentally. The mantra will just continue on by itself, and as it does that, as the chant continues, just gently focus on your own presence. Let any thoughts, feelings, imaginings, worries be offered into the chant. chant continues, just turn your attention, your focus to your own presence, letting the chant continue, all thoughts and words being offered into the chant. As the Buddha turns its focus gently just toward your own presence, just be yourself. Be the presence that you are. It's just a subtle shift. The Buddha is rooting itself in you, gently focusing on you. Now you just be you. Letting the chant continue until it wants to drop off. You can look at all of the mantras as being an offering to you as the Paramatma, the truth of your being. The chanting is going to the Paramatma, to the self. Any vrittis that are there, any thoughts that are passing through, look at them also as offerings to the Paramatma, which is my own nature. All of the vrittis seeking the blessings of the self, the sanctuary of the self, the protection of the self, the love of the self. The refuge of the self. Your very being is a refuge and a sanctuary for all of the vrittis, all of the emotions, all of the thoughts. It is the greatest friend, the greatest comfort, just the very presence of your being. Being yourself, you are a refuge to all the experiences that are coming your way. Just be yourself. buddhi, resting in yourself, can say words of comfort or give advice or be helpful to any worries that are coming your way. But just being yourself, you yourself, just always the same, always full, whole, complete, strong in your changelessness, Paramatma, yourself. few moments, I'm going to bring this meditation to a close. What I would like you to do is focusing with the buddhi, just be with yourself, focusing on your being, getting to know you. Getting to know you not through the lens of your thoughts or your moods or emotions, but just getting to know you, being yourself. The buddhi focused on you, you being yourself. Recognizing yourself, being yourself, the buddhi recognizing yourself. We come out of the meditation and we open our eyes and say our prayers, begin the class. But I'd like you to notice through this whole process of engaging with the world is that nothing happens to you. You don't go away, you don't disappear, you don't get covered. The self that you are right now remains exactly the same. So sometimes you can say, oh, I'm always in meditation, I am the meditation. If I say, be yourself, that self is what the buddhi meditates on, but you are the self. Yourself is what the buddhi is meditating on, and you are that. And you don't require the buddhi to meditate upon you in order to be your being, your self-experience. This me is present with whether the buddhi is looking inward or outward, whether the mind is quiet or agitated. You remain absolutely present, absolutely self-evident. There's nothing covering you. So as you go through the day, and maybe we have some time before our class, you might take a walk. Just check in on yourself. I remember doing that in India and realizing, oh, I'm still here. I'm still here. Oh my gosh, I'm still here. You're always here. Om Tat Sat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.